Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Relentless, From Good to Great to Unstoppable, by Tim S. Grover. Is a high-intensity performance mindset book built on the author's reputation as an elite trainer who has worked with championship athletes. Rather than offering a gentle motivational boost, it presents an uncompromising framework for people who want to operate at the highest competitive levels in sport, business, and leadership. The central idea is that exceptional results come from a rare psychological profile, the willingness to embrace pressure, take responsibility, and keep moving when others pause. Grover frames performance as a set of choices and behaviors that can be sharpened through discipline, clarity, and resilience, especially when stakes are highest. The book is known for its direct tone, its emphasis on mental toughness, and its focus on results over recognition. Readers can expect a guide that challenges comfort, calls out self-deception, and pushes for a higher standard of execution, consistency, and personal accountability. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the relentless mindset and the pursuit of the next level. A major focus of the book is the distinction between being good, being great, and being unstoppable, not as labels, but as operating modes. Grover's approach centers on the idea that top performers are defined by how they think under pressure and how they behave when no one is watching. The relentless mindset is less about confidence and more about certainty, a deep internal commitment to doing what is required regardless of mood, applause, or setbacks. This includes an obsession with the next improvement, not the last win, and a willingness to accept that excellence is uncomfortable. The book highlights how progress often requires shedding habits that helped you reach one level but will keep you stuck at the next. It also emphasizes that elite performance is situational. Many people perform well when conditions are ideal, but few remain effective when tired, criticized, or facing high stakes. By encouraging readers to identify the moments where they tend to soften, the framework pushes them to develop a consistent standard of execution. The result is a mindset oriented toward outcomes, decisiveness, and continuous elevation. Secondly, dark side control, channeling intensity without self-sabotage. Relentless is widely recognized for addressing the aggressive edge that often fuels exceptional achievement. Grover explores how intensity, ego, and competitiveness can be powerful tools when directed well, yet destructive when unmanaged. The theme is not to eliminate the darker impulses like anger, obsession, or impatience, but to control and channel them into preparation and execution. This topic matters because many high performers experience emotional volatility. They want to dominate results, silence doubt, and prove something. The book's value lies in acknowledging that these forces exist and offering a way to make them productive rather than costly. Readers are pushed to understand their triggers, recognize when emotion is sharpening focus versus clouding judgment, and build routines that convert pressure into action. The idea of control shows up as a practical skill, using emotion to energize training, practice, and decision-making while resisting the urge to lash out, overreact, or drift into distractions. In professional environments, this translates to maintaining intensity while still being reliable, strategic, and accountable, especially when leadership requires calm execution. Thirdly, pressure, expectations, and performing. When it counts, another core topic is the relationship between pressure and performance. Grover treats pressure as a privilege and a requirement for greatness rather than a threat to avoid. The book suggests that many people collapse under expectations because they rely on external validation and emotional comfort instead of developing internal standards and repeatable execution. This section of the message centers on delivering results when conditions are worst, when you are exhausted, when momentum is against you, or when everyone is watching for mistakes. The book emphasizes preparation that anticipates chaos, building habits that hold under stress, and accepting responsibility rather than searching for excuses. It also highlights that pressure often reveals character. You either become more decisive or more hesitant, more focused or more scattered. Grover's performance lens pushes readers to ask whether they want the spotlight without paying the cost of being ready for it. In practical terms, it encourages designing training, workflows, and mental cues that simulate high-stakes situations so that execution becomes automatic. This outlook is especially relevant for leaders, athletes, and entrepreneurs whose careers are defined by a small number of critical moments. Fourthly, discipline, routines, and the craft of consistent execution. Relentless places heavy emphasis on process. While the book is known for intensity, the underlying mechanism is disciplined repetition, showing up, doing the work, and refining details long after motivation fades. Grover stresses that greatness is built through routines that protect performance, including how you prepare, recover, and respond to setbacks. Consistency becomes a competitive advantage because most people are only consistent when they feel inspired or when outcomes are immediate. The book challenges readers to treat execution as non-negotiable, making effort a baseline rather than a variable. This topic also addresses the difference between busy and effective. High performers prioritize what moves the scoreboard, and they remove distractions that dilute focus. For professionals, that can mean tighter time management, better decision filters, and higher standards for quality. For athletes, it may mean fundamentals, conditioning, and recovery habits that others ignore. The broader message is that results follow disciplined systems, not occasional bursts of ambition. By centering on repeatability, Grover's framework encourages readers to build a personal operating system that keeps them sharp, accountable, and productive regardless of circumstances. Lastly, relationships, leadership, and the cost of being unstoppable. A distinctive element of the book is its honesty about trade-offs. Pursuing top-tier performance can affect relationships, team dynamics, and how others perceive you. Grover explores how relentless individuals may be misunderstood because they are direct, demanding, and unwilling to lower standards to preserve comfort. This topic examines how to operate within groups while maintaining a personal edge, and how leaders can balance intensity with responsibility. The message is not that collaboration is unimportant, but that high standards create friction, and the friction must be managed rather than avoided. The book encourages clarity about roles, expectations, and boundaries, including knowing when to seek input and when to make the call. It also addresses trust. Elite performance often depends on a tight circle of people who can handle pressure and tell the truth. Readers are pushed to consider the personal cost of being unstoppable, including loneliness at the top, constant scrutiny, and the need to keep proving yourself. By making these realities explicit, the book helps readers decide what they truly want and prepares them to handle the social and emotional demands of sustained excellence. In conclusion, this book is best suited for athletes, competitive professionals, entrepreneurs, coaches, and leaders who are motivated by results and who do not need reassurance. It is also valuable for readers who feel they have plateaued, who perform well in practice but struggle under pressure, or who want a tougher mental framework for high-stakes environments. The primary benefit is psychological clarity. It pushes you to confront excuses, raise your standards, and build habits that hold up when conditions are stressful. By emphasizing accountability, disciplined execution, and the ability to use pressure as fuel, it can improve performance not only in competitions and careers, but also in daily decision-making and self-control. Compared to many personal development books that focus on comfort, positivity, or vague inspiration, Relentless stands out for its hard-edged perspective and its focus on what elite performers actually do to win. It does not try to be universally pleasant. It tries to be useful for people who want to separate themselves. If you are looking for a book that challenges your identity, forces you to own outcomes, and offers a no-soft-edges approach to becoming more effective, it is worth buying because it delivers a distinctive mindset and a demanding standard that many similar books avoid. If you would like to support Tim S. Grover, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.